This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
Well, Te Rupu Tautoko ki te Tonga is a community-based health and social service provider here in Otipoti, and joining me to talk a little bit more about their services, Rhonda Ross. Rhonda, morena, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Morena.
Tell us a little bit about your role.
My role is contracts coordinator, so I look after the financial side of the business and the admin, but I also do a lot of the work around the logistics of setting stuff up.
All right. So that's a bit about you. What about the organisation itself? How would you describe what its role is?
We've been around for over 30 years, and our role is working with the people that have often fallen through the cracks of society, that aren't engaging and don't trust the normal providers out there and normal resources.
Yeah. And is that quite a significant group?
It's growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, you have a sense that there's an inevitability about that at the moment, which is really sad in some ways, but also great that that organisations such as yours exist. Tell us about the space. Tell us about the clinical spaces you've got.
So at our whare down on Wolsey Street, we've been in the building since, I think, about 2001. So we've been there a long time. And like our services, the whare's just evolving. We've got a deceptively large space in there where we've got a clinic space, a miri-miri room. We've got a boxing gym. We've got a wharenui that we use for kaumātua gatherings and family group conferences and huis for other organisations. We've got a big dining room that we can seat up to 40 people in and a kitchen.
So a sense I'm getting here is that you offer some methodologies which are perhaps outside of the mainstream services as well, particularly tailored towards traditional Māori healing?
That's right. That's right. We're very much a whole order provider, so we encapsulate the entirety of someone's well-being. So that's their physical, their mental, their spiritual, and then there's the whānau side of it as well.
Yeah, so I guess when you're engaging not necessarily just with individuals, but more widely than that.
Absolutely. That's how we work differently and why we work differently, because it's about looking at the whole whānau, because if one person's unwell in one way, it has flow-on effects to the whole whānau.
There'll be many out there who are kind of disconnected from, well, for many things, but good health provision is one of the most concerning ones, right? So I guess you've got a mission there to reconnect people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we provide a very gentle clinic space that is whānau-friendly. It meets all the clinical criteria, but it doesn't feel like a clinic. It's just a nice space for people to be.
All sorts of services, and you've mentioned some of them. Immunisations as well. It's an important time of year to be thinking about that.
Absolutely. It's always an important time to be thinking about it, particularly with Pepe and Tamariki. I mean, a lot of work's been done in the past to try and wipe out illnesses like polio. And that's been done through a very long campaign of immunisation. And we need to keep carrying that on with all the illnesses that can be really prevented.
How do you go about getting the messages out there around, particularly around things like immunisation?
A lot of the work we do is word of mouth, because we're really connected with our community. We're getting the whānau that are really hard to connect with. So we have to work really diligently to build that trust, which means we have to do what we say we're going to do, and we have to be true to our word, and we have to honour people's wishes and work the way that they want to work.
You know, it's a massive subject, and the country's talked about it at length on all sides of the fence around this one. But in terms of, let's say, a mistrust around immunisation, have you had your work cut out really to work against that?
We have. There's been a lot of disinformation and misinformation out there around immunisation, particularly with COVID coming through. You know, while we do COVID immunisations, that's not our focus. Our focus is on things like meningitis, on whooping cough, on diphtheria, all these really nasty things like measles.
You all have been concerned to see what's been happening in the country, particularly around things like measles in the last couple of years.
Absolutely. For myself, my personal experience is my mother got measles when she was 3. and that caused significant eye damage for her. So it's something I'm really passionate about.
So there are ways that you reach out into the community. One of those you've got coming up, and Oval Health Day. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we're going down to the Oval. We've done events down there in the past. We're going to have a little village set up with marquees, and we're taking the kai cooker down, so we'll be doing hangi. And it's just about the services we provide, but also the people that we partner with, to show what's available for people in a space that they can come and go as they choose. It'll be really relaxed in Tarupu style. There'll be beanbags and some music, and it'll just be a really fun, chilled day, no pressure, just making the resources available to people.
Yeah, we've seen other providers sort of take that approach recently, making a fun day out of it and saying, OK, come along, do some health checks, maybe have a conversation around some things, around questions you might have around your own personal health, or let's say around immunisation, but providing some kai, providing some entertainment and some fun for everybody to stick around, and not just sort of, it's not just a 15-minute appointment kind of scenario.
That's exactly right. The last one we did down at the Oval, there were so many kids saying, oh, we don't want to go home, Mum. This is like a family barbecue. And that's what we're going for.
Okay. So when is this happening?
That is happening on the 18th of April. So we'll be down by the Kensington pub.
Right. That's a Saturday?
It is a Saturday.
Okay. And that's not too far away. No. And how long through the day are you likely to be there, do you
think? We'll be there from 10 until 1. So hopefully it won't be too much of a frosty Dunedin morning.
Who is welcome to come along?
Everybody. Absolutely everybody. We have it there, so it's accessible for disability. Anyone can come and go.
And you don't need to pre-book an appointment or anything like that?
No, just roll up.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
It's always fun.
Getting back to immunisation, so right now, what would you say the priority should be for families that are considering their immunisation status?
Protect your bubbas. These are illnesses that you can protect them now for the rest of their life. If you get your child before they have chickenpox, for example, that protects them from shingles for all their life. And if you've ever had a dose of shingles, boy, you need to get on top of that.
Yeah, okay. So think about the tamariki. And again, a lot of people have questions, right? I mean, just because they're curious doesn't mean they're committing to anything. You're happy to walk through any concerns they might have.
Oh, 100%. Anyone's welcome to come into the whare, talk to our nurses, and there's no pressure, there's no judgment. Whatever the decision is, we just want people to be well informed.
We've talked a little bit about some of the barriers to immunisation being perhaps those that have risen out of the discourse that's been going on in the country, or around the world, really, right? Are there any other barriers at the moment?
Well, we've found that a lot of people, you know, they're busy as parents. They can't get to the doctors, or they might not want to go back to their doctors because they might owe them money. Or there's all sorts of different reasons. So we run our immunisation clinic every Saturday from 10 until 2, and it's just a walk-in clinic. You can come in and get vaccinated yourself if you need catch-up immunisations, or you can bring the whole whānau, get the kids done, or if you just want to come in and check the space out, have a chat, get some more information about what these immunisations can mean.
Many of us are used to having a general practitioner, and some of us find it quite hard even to get an appointment with them, but we might have had a long association with the GP. Others might never have had that kind of relationship with a health specialist. We're used to being considered as clients and on the books. Is that the way that it works at Te Rōpū?
No. Well, we do have our own GP there that we partner with, Dunedin Community Health. You don't have to be enrolled with us. You can be enrolled with anyone or not enrolled at all to come into our immunisation clinic. We just want to make sure that everyone's there and protected. We don't care where you come from.
We're heading into the cooler months. Just before we wrap up, any other important sort of key health messages for our listeners at the moment?
Firstly, immunisation, but secondly, stay as warm as you can, eat as well as you can, get fresh air where you can, look after your whānau, look after your neighbours, look after yourselves.
That's good messaging there. Rhonda Ross joining us this morning. Just remind us where we can find more about Te Rōpū.
You can find us on our website, which is terupu.nz, or you can find us at Wolsey Street, which is the little street beside Rebel Sport, or you can give us a call on 477 4670.
Great to see you again, Rhonda. Thanks for coming and joining us here on ORFM.
Thanks.
Well, well, well. If you'd like to hear more conversations with the team at Well South, look for Well, Well, Well podcasts from oar.org.nz or on your favourite podcast provider. We'll be back again in 4 weeks. Catch you then.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.